Kicking back with a cold soda by the grill is one of the many pleasures of the July 4th holiday. But long before the invention of the bottle cap put a nail in the coffin of the soda fountain industry, soda jerks ruled. The fizzy concoctions of the Prohibition era, the syrupy sundaes that jammed lunch counters in the 40s and 50s, all are enjoying a comeback in cities from Nashville to Tallahassee, from Philadelphia to here in Washington, D.C., where we snuck behind the counter of Buffalo and Bergen, a soda fountain in D.C.'s Union Market. That's where we got an Independence Day recipe from owner Gina Chersavani. But first, a little soda jerk vocabulary. What can you make with all those syrups, bitters, and creams?
You can get a classic soda, phosphate, a malted. You can get a float. Then you can get a different milkshakes, adult milkshakes if you want.
Adult milkshakes meaning spiked.
A little spiked.
Yeah, a little spiked.
A little spiked. In the winter, you can get steamers, which is ice cream, a little bit of soda water, and hot chocolate mixed together.
So it's the Independence Day holiday. Is there like a drink that you could make for us that sort of screams America?
Yeah, we could do blueberry, raspberry, soda float. Amazing.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Okay. Let's see what we got left for vanilla. We're going to get a little vanilla ice cream. So I'm reaching into my freezer. So we're standing in front of a 1939 soda fountain. And we found this in Chicago, in a Woolworths, pulled it out, had it redone. Some of the parts and pieces came as far as Oregon. This drink slide that I'm moving around here actually came from Florida. So this was put back together, and it is an original. So it really is some, like, at some point, another jerk was standing here, and this was their job.
And it's okay for you to call yourself a jerk.
I am a jerk. I am absolutely a jerk, and I am proud of it. All right, so we're going to get some vanilla ice cream. And we're going to get just one scoop of it for right now. And we're going to put this in the bottom of the glass. And then we're going to get one pump of blueberry, so that's about an ounce. So then we're going to hit it, we're going to go to the soda jerk, and we're going to put coarse soda in there, just a little bit. It's really blue on the bottom. Now we're going to put the raspberry on, and you're going to do about a half a pump of raspberry. And then you're going to take that, and you're going to go back with your jerk, and it's basically putting a head on your 4th of July float. See, the reason why I think this screams 4th of July is because raspberries, blueberries all come into season at the same time, and they finish up their season just around the second week of July, and they're peaking right now. So they're like beautiful and bright and have like this beautiful flavor. So we're taking a spoon and we're going to put it in the bottom, and then we're just going to get one straw and put it in there. And I would say this is as much 4th of July as you can get in a glass.
That is beautiful. It looks like there are all these little kind of clouds on top from the cream. Okay, here we go. Oh my God, that's awesome.
Does it make you feel like a little kid though?
Yeah, it does, totally. It may just be the straw also.
I think having the spoon and a straw.
It does,
and being
it does.
Able to eat the ice cream. And
I feel like my feet should be dangling from a counter.
But that's now, you should come sit at the counter.
Why you have a counter.
Because we have the swivel chairs and your feet actually don't touch.
Well, Gina Chersavani, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I feel like I'm now deeply in summer. This sort of made it for me.
Aw, this is awesome.
And you can make your own drink for the 4th, even if you don't have your own soda jerk. The recipe for Gina's red, white, and blue float is at npr.org. Our program is directed by Monica Evstatieva, edited by Franklin Cater, and produced by Matt Martinez. The technical director is Stu Rushfield. We had engineering support from Cal Southworth and Sean Phillips. And our 4th of July staff is Graham Smith, Jonathan Baer, Melissa Gray, Gabe O'Connor, Claudine Abade, Rob Ballinger, Jessica Deal, Brendan Banizak, and Janae West. Our librarian today, Katie Doggart. Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. I'm Audie Cornish. Happy 4th from all of us at All Things Considered from NPR News.